Since this is about hypnotic fantasy, I'd like you to begin by imagining the fantasy of being hypnotized. You're sitting in a firm, comfortable chair, and you see a pocket watch swinging in front of your eyes. You are alone with a hypnotist you first met as a friend of a friend, and who you thought had a somewhat risque reputation. But this hypnotist has hypnotized you before to show you what it was like, a few times. And nothing untoward happened. You remember that it was completely straightforward and innocent, and very pleasant. Now, having just seen the same person hypnotizing a woman at a party, you remembered how you enjoy being hypnotized and asked to try it again. So you found a quiet room together, and now you are staring at that pocket watch again, your eyes locked onto it the moment it came out. You think about how fuzzy just seeing the pocket watch can make your mind feel, and how very soon all the thoughts in your head will be wiped away, washed clean and blank and white and empty, swabbed clean by the swing of the watch as you watch. And you blink and lean forward to signal that you are ready to be hypnotized now. And you hear the hypnotist's voice telling you to listen. Take a deep breath and relax. Good. Already going into trance as you listen, take a deep breath and relax. And your deep trance now gets even deeper, going deeper and deeper into deep trance now as you listen. Take a deep breath and relax. So deeply hypnotized, so far gone in your deep trance. Now. Good. Even if you don't yet consciously realize, you are here to explore how you are increasingly turned on by being hypnotized. You can feel that exciting, delicious tingle of pleasure somewhere deep inside whenever you listen. Take a deep breath and relax. And as you sink deeper into deep, deep trance now, you can start to think about why that might be. It might be because you enjoy the exciting freedom you feel when all your inhibitions melt away whenever you are hypnotized. It's so easy to forget any reason to hold back and throw yourself completely into anything that makes you feel so good now. And that utter immersion in pleasure makes every suggestion you accept completely so intense and exciting that you just want more and more. You can feel so free when you are hypnotized that things you would never dare to try awake seem natural and easy and right now. Things you've always secretly wanted to try. Things you've always been afraid you'd like too much. Maybe hypnosis turns you on more and more because you can feel so much pleasure when you are in a deep trance now. Every sensation you love is vivid and intense, and they just keep getting stronger and stronger each time you are hypnotized. You just keep getting better at feeling that pleasure now. And it feels wonderful. And it feels so good to give in to that feeling that you can let the delicious tingle grow all throughout your body as you go deeper and deeper into this deep trance now. And every time you go deeper, you grow a little more aroused, and it feels a little bit better to relax into deep trance now. And if your conscious mind wanders, you might start to think about the things you want to be done to you in hypnosis, and things you want to be hypnotized to do, as the pleasure grows as you just sink deeper into deep trance now. Because every time you think about being hypnotized, it turns you on so much now that being in trance is always at least a little bit erotic. In fact, whenever you are hypnotized, when you hear me say the word pleasure, you'll find it always means erotic pleasure, sexual pleasure, to you. You might not consciously realize that just hearing me say the word pleasure makes you a little bit more aroused each time, and you love to think about how your pleasure can grow whenever you enjoy the pleasure of deep trance now. Such deep, deep pleasure now. Good. Now, if you'd like to keep how much it turns you on now to be hypnotized as a sexy secret from your conscious mind, then it's time to forget this trance, letting the memories of my words drift away, while your subconscious mind takes such pleasure in keeping the things you've learned here, so that you can be even more aroused each time you discover how much you really want to be hypnotized again. Or you might choose to remember all the things you've felt here, and how very aroused you are right now, so that the memory can keep making you want the pleasure of coming back here again, and going even deeper. Or you might remember this trance as a dream, or a daydream, mingled tantalizingly with all the other pleasures you want so badly now. Either way, it's almost time to wake up, but you know you can come right back to this deep trance now, so arousingly quick and deep each time you hear me say, deep trance now. Good. And regardless of what you remember or forget, you're going to find that each of the reasons we've talked about to think it's so hot to let yourself be hypnotized, all of these ideas become more true for you, more compelling, each and every time you come back here. And because you know it will get even sexier the more you learn to be a better and better hypnotic subject, you can feel pleasure at your success in accepting hypnotic suggestions every time you find yourself thinking one of the ideas I've mentioned here. And you might find, when you wake up, that there's a fantasy in the front of your mind about something you'd like to do or have done to you under hypnosis. And you can enjoy that fantasy very much. And you might find it gives you even more pleasure to tell me about your fantasy and all the details you most enjoy. Now, I'm going to count up from 1 to 5, and you may find that each number that I count makes you even more aroused now, even if you're not quite sure why. But on 5, you'll be wide awake and feeling wonderful. 1, stirring a little bit. 2, starting to wiggle and stretch. 3, breathing a bit faster now, moving your body, hearing the sounds around you. 4, almost there, starting to open your eyes. And 5, wide awake.